Praise be Jesus and Mary. When the church canonizes the saints, very often they're either canonized for their innocence or for their penitence. And we see this at the foot of the cross, St. John representing innocence, and St. Mary Magdalene, whose feast we celebrate today, representing penitence. But notice that whether they are saints because of their innocence or because of their penitence, they're all brought to our Lord through the Immaculate. Okay, it is Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross that brings all saints to our Lord, and through her mediation, they become saints. And so you see how no one really has cause to despair. Okay, everyone can become a saint. Saint Mary Magdalene had seven demons cast out of her. Okay, those seven demons signifying the seven capital sins. And because of her penitence, because of her love, because of her faith, those seven demons are replaced with the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And she arrives at the degree of heroic virtue by means of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and becomes a great saint. And so this is possible for everyone. If we follow the path of the Magdalene, repent of our sins, convert, shed tears of repentance, and follow the way of heroic virtue, all through the mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.